Liberty DeVito is on the show. Good morning, brother.
Good morning to you. How are things?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Excellent. Liberty's coming to the Connecticut Post Mall this Saturday, 7 o'clock show. These mall parking lot shows have turned out to be the most fun you can have. People are tailgating. They're dancing.
Excellent.
You know, when you're with your little pod of people, you don't have to wear your masks.
Right. Sit in the back of a pickup truck, watch.
It's awesome. It's great.
You know, and we're here, you go see music and go shopping at the same time.
Right.
You come out of Target with your big beans and then...
Or a folding chair.
Right. Go in and buy a folding chair.
Exactly. There you go.
Right. Some snacks to eat.
You know, you could figure out how to make a campfire in front of your car. You know, it'd be like the Old West or something.
Well, you did this. We talked to you before. I don't know if you're out in the parking lot or if you're over at one of the theaters in Milford.
No, we were in the parking lot, the Lords of 52nd Street.
That's right.
I brought
the
other
band.
Yeah.
It was right when the pandemic was kind of peaking, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
We all had our masks on, and it was the last thing that we did.
Right. We were like,
all right, so it's you and the Slim Kings, right?
Yes. Slim Kings with Christine Ullman and Rebel Montez. The Slim Kings will be opening the show. So we'll be going on first.
Interesting. Well, that's good. I would, you know, I would think you guys are the headliner, but what
right.
do I know?
Exactly.
No, we do all original material, you know. It's good. I like it.
Well, you guys toured with ZZ Top. Was that a lot of fun? Did you hang out with them, or are they kind of to themselves now?
Oh, no, we did our sound check, and Billy Gibbons would come out, and he'd be jamming with us and stuff.
That's cool.
He was great. Yeah.
Loves to jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Liberty DeVito, known really for being the drummer on all of the greatest Billy Joel songs.
Mm-hmm.
So you started in the mid-70s. And did you leave and come back, or did you just leave in 2006?
Just left. Gone. See you. Bye.
That was it.
That was it. You know, me and Billy had a falling out. I have a book that it's out. It's called Liberty. Billy wrote the foreword to it. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, me and Billy broke up and then we made up after 15 years.
People don't realize what it's like being in a marriage when you're in a band.
Yeah.
And you're spending a lot of time together on the road and in the studio. And
You spend more time with the band guys than you do with the people at home.
Yeah.
You know, Billy writes in the forward, you know, like we were a family. And like most families, we didn't intend to hurt each other, but sometimes we did.
Just kind of happened.
That's
yes.
a beautiful way to say it.
Right. When he calls you honey, though, that's a problem there.
Also,
that was a problem.
Did you just call me honey?
I'm guessing in the beginning, it's all exciting. It's new. Success is starting to happen.
Right.
And then after a while, the more records sold, the more pressure, right?
There's something like that.
Oh, yeah. I looked at this book. I wrote this book looking at it from Billy's, standing in Billy's shoes. Like, why did he do the things that he did? Why did he cut some people loose? You know, I mean, the guy had a 50-year career so far. And, you know, you need to change. You need to change in the business. And sometimes it means, like, getting a different bass player, getting a different drummer, trying something new on a record, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Life, Billy, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it's called.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard your drums, and you play drums.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's
the awesome drums.
Yeah. Now, is there a Billy Joel song that we would know that you are really happy with the drum line or really proud of the drum line?
Well, you know, I have a problem, and the problem is that I like everything I do.
That's a good problem.
As you should, yes.
No, but I'm proud of, you know, like different things. Like, I owe extremes. I like what I play on that. People love that what I play on Angry Young Man. You know, it's a very long. It's a bathroom song for you DJs, but you know, it's very long.
I just do it right here.
Yeah. No, you're right. The whole band goes bananas in that song.
It's true.
Like, I think Billy's fingers are smoking. you know, during that fast piano riff.
Like, and you had then, a lot of coffee.
Yeah, you go nuts in that.
A lot of caffeine.
Yeah, a lot of caffeine.
When you guys were making scenes for from an Italian restaurant in the studio, did you know that you were making a masterpiece, or was the record label like, what the hell is this? Or what was that like when you were putting that together?
Well, you know, we were just a bunch of friends that were doing this, what we love to do. The guys in the band, like Doug Stegmeier, who played bass, and Russell Javers, we were a band before we were with Billy, and we were a band for years. So we were just a bunch of guys that all of a sudden hooked up with this piano playing songwriter that sang, and the next thing we know, we're in the studio with Phil Ramone. That was the most exciting part, to be in the studio with someone as powerful as Phil Ramone as producer. And but you don't know what you're doing, you know. Like, we thought Innocent Man was going to be a bomb because it was so easy to make, you know,
the whole album.
Surprise.
The whole album. We thought it was going to be a bomb. Billy said, this was too much fun. It's going to be a bomb.
Wow.
Yeah. We would think positive.
Wow. And did Billy let you guys come up with your own lines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. All the drum parts. In my book, I talk about that, like how it's like I did actually for Billy what Ringo did for the Beatles. You know, you make up your own drum parts.
Yeah. That's, you know? And you don't get any songwriting credit for that.
No. The drummer is the bottom feeder. I mean, we can't copyright anything. Yeah. Maybe the guy who wrote Wipeout, who played on Wipeout, could copyright that, but okay. I doubt it.
With the Ventures, yeah. You're the founder of the band, yes.
I heard an interview where Billy said Just the Way You Are became a hit because of you, and that he wanted you to play cocktail drums in that, and you said, I don't play cocktail drums. And so you changed the beat of the song, and he said that's what really made it catchy.
Yeah, it's true. There it is.
That's an odd beat for a slow song like this.
It's tasty, though.
It's a very odd beat. Yeah. And it also almost didn't make it on the record because we thought it was like a loungy tune. It was terrible until Phoebe Snow and Linda Ronstadt came in the studio. We played it for them, and they said, you'll get more girls with this song than any other song. And it immediately went on the album.
First song it was. Wow, what year was that? That was when it was Smoking Hot Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, that's the Smoking Hot, like 1977 Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, my God, and the cutoff jeans and bare feet on stage. And
Yeah, too bad you didn't come in the studio that way.
Well, you tried, but, you know.
Wow, it almost didn't make the album. Can you imagine?
Almost didn't make it. We were like, we don't want it. That stinks, you know?
Well, it's on an album with scenes from an Italian restaurant, Only the Good Die Young. Mm.
Yes.
Powerful stuff.
And by the way, you're drumming in scenes from an Italian restaurant. I love that because you're doing like, there's a part where you're doing like ragtime.
Yeah.
And then you're doing that really cool, right? You have a really cool drum line right here.
Oh, yeah. The Brenda and Eddie part. Yeah. You know, it's funny, when we started to do that song, we were on the road on the Turnstiles tour, and Billy had the Brenda and Eddie part. We were just playing that for the longest time. And then he came up with the rest of the stuff. You know, when we were in the studio, he came up with the bottle of red, bottle of white, that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it does sound like two or three song pieces that came together. Like McCartney said, Abbey Road, he had a bunch of song pieces that he didn't know what to do with, so he just ran them all together.
Exactly, right.
That's what this song sounds like, but it ends up sounding like opera.
Right.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy did that a lot with his tunes. I mean, Uptown Girl is two ideas that he had. That he put together, he did that a lot. He never threw away bits and pieces that he liked.
So I heard Uptown Girl, he wrote that after being in the back of a limo with Christy Brinkley and Whitney Houston.
Really?
And he was just looking around like, and the song was originally going to be Uptown Girls.
Right.
Yeah, well, he met all those girls at the same time when they were doing the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated. all of them. He went out with Elle McPherson before he went out with Christie Brinkley.
But he went out with them at the same time. He said that the doorman, one time he brought Elle in,
right,
left. The doorman, hey, how are you? Right. And then he came back in with Christie, and the doorman's like, ah, you.
All right. Here's some Gatorade.
Same night.
You're going to need this.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Things changed so fast. We never got to meet Elle. We met Christie, but not Elle.
Yeah, she was in and out.
In and out. So was he.
Yeah.
Right.
Liberty, thank you so much for coming on. Why don't we talk to you more often?
Yeah.
Really?
Anytime. You got my number. Call me.
Are you sure?
We'll do.
Do we have his number?
Like 6 o'clock
Phil,
in the morning?
Do you have it? Hold on 1 second.
Stall for 20
See?
Seconds.
Right. See what you did to yourself? You almost got away.
Look at you now.
Hi, Liberty DeVito with the Slim Kings this Saturday in the Connecticut Post Mall parking lot. It's going to be a great show. We're linked up for tickets at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.